Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. Brother Jones has been with us for quite some time now and always does an amazing job, and I am more than confident that today will be no less. I ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the message, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurture. We certainly appreciate you for tuning in, and we appreciate the words of encouragement from Sister Danielle. And we're trusting and praying that God will continue to bless all of the ministers and servants who participate in this program on a daily and weekly basis with health and strength, right frames of mind, that we may present messages that will be edifying and uplifting. We're in Matthew chapter 6. We're looking at verse 12. And Jesus said very clearly and poignantly, "And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." The word debts come from the original Greek word, which means dues, duties, that which is owed, that which is legally due. In relation to sin, it means a failure to pay one's debts, one's dues, a failure to do one's duty, to keep one's responsibility. God has given man certain responsibilities, certain things to do and not to do. And yet those things that we are to do and not to do are not meritorious in nature. They are merely expressions of our faith and trust in God. Every man has failed at some point to do what he should. Certainly no man would ever claim to have fulfilled his duties perfectly without any failure, without any shortcomings. Sin is universal. Everyone fails in his duty at some point to some degree. Everyone needs to pray, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." This prayer is asking God to do three things. Number one, to forgive the debt of sin. One has failed God in his duties. Therefore, he needs God to forgive his debts. Number two, to forgive the debt of guilt or punishment. One who has failed to pay his debts is guilty. Therefore, he is to pay the consequences. He is to be punished. This is the reason he must pray, "Father, forgive my debts." Thirdly, to forgive his debts just as he has forgiven his debtors. This is asking God to forgive one exactly as he forgives others. If one forgives, God forgives. If one does not forgive, God does not forgive. Therefore, person who holds anything against another person is not forgiving his sins, no matter what he may think or has been told by another person. Listen to Jesus in Matthew 6, 14 and 15. "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Forgive our debts as we have forgiven our debtors is the fourth request to be prayed. The believer should be praying this prayer. In seeking forgiveness, we have a duty both to God and to man. Number one, our duty to God is to ask forgiveness when we fail to do his will. Listen to the apostle of love in 1 John 1 and verse number 9. "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Isaiah 55, verse number 7, Isaiah said it this way, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, and he will abundantly pardon. Jeremiah, the great weeping prophet, in Jeremiah 33 in verse number 8, and I will cleanse them from all their iniquity, whereby they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities, whereby they have sinned, and whereby they have transgressed against me. Secondly, our duty to man is to forgive his sins against us. In Mark 11, verse number 25, we read, when you stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive your trespasses. The physician and apostle, and if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. The Apostle Paul in Colossians 3 and verse number 13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. If we wish to be forgiven ourselves, both duties have to be. We must forgive those who sin against us, Matthew 6:12, and we must ask for forgiveness for our sins, 1 John 1 and verse number 9. There are those who do us much evil. In this world, many say and do all manner of evil against us. Bad news and evil purposes run wild, and it is not always outside the church, nor outside the family. Sometimes, terrible evil is committed by word and act, both within the church and within a person's family. Christ says, we must not react nor be harsh toward those who sin severely against us, but we must forgive. We must forgive if we wish to be forgiven. Some smite us, Matthew chapter 5, verse number 39. Jesus said, but I say unto you that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. Some may despitefully use us, Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. Jesus again said, but I say unto you, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. Some will even hate us without cause. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44 again. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you. Some compel us to go, some compel us against our will. Matthew chapter 5, verse 41. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Some may even sue us, Matthew 5, verse 40. And if any man will sue thee at the law, take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. Some may even curse us, Matthew 5, and verse number 44 again. Some will persecute us, Matthew 5, verse 44 again. And last but not least, some spread rumors about us. Matthew 5, verse 11. Jesus said it this way, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God who art in heaven, it is once again that we come with bowed heads and humble hearts, thanking you once again for blessing us to see this day. But most of all, Father, we thank you for allowing us to arise out of the sleep and slumber of the night and to have exercise of our minds and our bodies. Father, we come on behalf of those that are on this call this morning, trusting and praying that whatever they may be going through, that you will look into each individual situation and grant them according to your will. We pray a special request for Ms. Dorothy Cockrell, who had to make a tough decision to put her daughter in a nursing facility temporarily in order to find an agency to staff her with the adequate nursing staff. We trust that you would be with her, strengthen her, and enable her to understand that she done what she had to do in order for the betterment of her daughter and the health of herself. Father, go with us throughout the remaining of this day. Help us to walk worthy of the vocation wherein we have been called, that we may bring glory and honor to your name, and that will be enough. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.